know what you got much back.
I flush the format Friday. 1 out of 4 Playhouse in the morning. 7:10, your first attempt at Secret Sound number 3. $1,000 up for grabs as we cruise through 5 sounds, $5,000. If you're the first person to figure out this sound, next chance to get 7:10, 8:10, 11:10, and 12:10. Occurs to me that I should probably make sure that Midday Mandy knows what it is before she starts getting guesses today.
Yeah, because you still haven't told me, so I have no clue what it is. And I don't want to know until, well, we'll see. When somebody guesses, we'll see. You can let me know. But I'm still trying to figure it out in my head what it is.
You just got to keep listening to it.
I have no clue.
Over and over. Amy guessed it right away. I'm surprised that you're not a little quicker on this.
I can't. I literally cannot put anything. The things that I'm putting in my head does not work. It doesn't work. So I have no clue.
Just keep listening. Y94.com. Play it over and over and over.
So relationship expert trending this week for saying that first dates don't matter. And here's the reason why. She says people put up a front. They're nervous. They're awkward. They're fake. And if you really want to get to know somebody, you have to always go on at least 2 dates. So maybe we're going to have to change the name of second date update to third date update, I guess.
Right.
But do you even agree with that? Do you think you can't figure out if you like somebody on like 1 date?
I don't agree. I think you have 1 date and you could figure out, do we mesh well?
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to work? Do they annoy me with everything they do? Can I stand looking at them?
Also true. It's not sad, but true.
You're going to have to be able to look at them for the rest of your life if you choose them as a partner. I think you can judge something, at least relationship and the connection within that first date. If it's not there, that's the thing. And people put on fronts and stuff. They're nervous and all that type of stuff. But that's also like the real you, right? So
that's accurate.
Yeah. Unless you're like a really good actor, then that's the realness right there.
It sounds kind of terrible, and maybe not everybody feels like they're great judges characters like me. I actually feel like if I'm vibing with somebody, I know it within, like, seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I can, in a minute or less, whether it's, could have been romantically, friendship-wise, business-wise, just I enjoy talking to you-wise, I literally can feel a person out within a minute or two and be like, yep, you're for me or you're not my people. I can tell right away.
Yeah. So, I mean, first, I guess I'd have to disagree with that. First date, you can definitely do that. First impressions are a thing, like a huge thing.
Like, obviously not romantically, but I was probably in a conversation with each of you for less than 90 seconds before I was like, oh, I love these two. I want to work at the same radio station as them. And we all became family.
Yeah, don't, like, when you meet someone, just, like, the vibe they get off, you're I already can tell the type of person you are, and I don't want you in my life.
Yeah. Trying to escape.
Yeah.
Zero and I felt like it was on my drive back. I was like, I think I just, like, talked way too much. Like, I talked way too much. And then I was also like, and I'm so sad because Amy Kay didn't get to talk to me way too much that first time I was up here.
Well, maybe it was a good thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Given, was it?
That might be.
Well, it's kind of funny because I think you think of a job interview, you're like, oh, I'm going to go visit with somebody for like 45 minutes maybe. Joel and I like spent the day together.
Yeah.
We like palled around all day just hanging out. Yeah.
What time did you get here?
Oh, it was like not. It was
early. After the morning show.
It was right after the morning show, yeah.
And then you guys went out for lunch?
Yeah. We hung out for a bit, we drove around, hung out for a bit.
Saw a movie,
then we went for lunch.
There's
and then
the
came
bowling.
Back.
Yeah. Introduced you to the family.
Yep.
Went for that jog.
Yeah.
I went with you across the state of South Dakota.
Yep,
that was fun.
Have crew.
I don't get enough credit for that, by the way. You never mentioned me.
Yeah, well, how can you give zero credit when there's zero credit?
Oh, that's accurate. Yeah. A relationship expert says first dates don't matter. Do you agree?
No, life is too short. If they're bad, if they're dumb or weird or dangerous, don't go out with them again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, your life is too short. Like, I feel like if I go out with a guy and I'm uncomfortable, I'm not going to go out with him again. Why would I do that? I mean, with these apps, there's plenty of guys to go out with now.
So you don't think a second date would benefit you? Like, you would be able to see past any awkwardness, nervousness, fakeness?
You can always tell. You can always tell, like, if there's potential. If it's a complete disaster, no. No.
Okay. First dates don't matter, says this person. Always go on date number 2 where people agree and are right away being like, nuh-uh.
I think a lot of people are saying no. Like someone said, I think you need to have that connection to feel excited about a second date, but not so much where you're convinced this person is the one, so that's why you have the second date. Someone else said, I recently went on 4 dates with someone before we mutually decided to stop seeing each other. Personally, I think you need more than 1 date to figure that out, unless it really did not go that well. Chances are the first date won't be perfect, so give yourself 2 or 3 chances to feel each other out. And someone else said, I often wonder if I make decisions too quickly by turning down a second date after the first one was underwhelming. However, in rare cases, I've done a second date just to see if I could change my mind. However, my mind's never been changed, so I vote trust your gut.
Intuition, I think, is probably more valuable than people give it credit for, if we're being honest.
Yeah, you can feel the vibe from people. And, you know, the second, obviously, you're not going to, like, you might fall in love and you might be like, I'm in love. But you're definitely going to need more than 1 date to, like, have that actually, like, be confirmed.
Hey, first dates don't matter. Agree, disagree?
I think the vibe may be different, but I think that you pretty much figure everything out on the first date.
So you don't think there's any benefit at all to being like, I'm always doing 2, at least 2 dates?
No, I feel like you just have like, I don't know, it's like I listen to my instincts and I feel like instinctually, like I just know pretty much if it's going to be a thing or like not really, it's going to work out.
Okay, so pretty much as a Playhouse family, we're saying this, experts just full of it. Hey, stupid stories momentarily, including if you like donuts, you might be a drug addict. That's next.
Yeah.